This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Somewhere at the height of the COVID pandemic, someone wise said that we should have had a detailed plan of what to do in advance. We actually did. In fact, we had dozens, an abundance of often conflicting plans across all levels of government and the private sector. Every event, it seemed, caused the creation of a new plan. The tendency of bureaucracies to create plans, often in ignorance of other plans, didn't serve us well then. Neither does the tendency to formulate and implement new social safety net programs for low-income households today, because those programs rarely acknowledge the existence of other programs. The number and variety of social welfare programs is impressive, addressing housing, low income, education, food and nutrition, childcare, many other needs. Out of necessity, these programs are generally income-based, and therein lies the problem. Since benefits and eligibility are affected when households earn more, they effectively become a tax on income. Taken together, the tax rate commonly exceeds 100%, effectively destroying the incentive to work. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.